This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center. Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center. Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Bonsoir, bonsoir, bonsoir tout le monde qui branché émission Panorama. Let's Talk Together. Good afternoon, everyone who tuned this afternoon at 6:30. You are listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and your co-host now, Smith Joseph, and I have my latest lady T. She's coming in. She's on her way, and then I have Andy 360, but he. Not feeling too well, but I hope next week he'll be okay. So, but only me now on radio. Me and you are going to do the show this afternoon also. Also, remember that this show is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. You're listening just a while ago. Those lady, please go check your breast. Please check your breast. You have 3 locations to go check it out. You have Carmichael, you have Senevel, and you have the PMH. So you could go check your breast. Et mesdames, yo, s'il vous plaît, et chose ça, les patronnés par Diagnostic Center Fort Terrace qui là dans Collins Avenue, et ou même qui c'est une fille qui pour quoi et checker sein, checker tête et puis bonnet qui ou connaît les bon pour vous-même et la plus bon pour vous capable jouer notre traitement capi facile pour vous-même. Al checker tête nous, yo gagne 3 locations. Yo gagne Carmichael, yo gagne Saint-Nivelle là dans Fort Terrace et puis yo gagne PMH Princess Margaret Hospital. So c'est ça et puis chose ça tout les patronnés par flowers et nous toutes qui aimait et by a number and the show is brought to you by flowers. Everybody wins for you who like to play number, so you could go to flowers where you could win a brand new Tesla, a 2026 electrical car. Okay, for you dream to drive in one brand new electric car, so you could play with flowers. Once you play with flowers, you could win a nice car. Not even that, flowers have a bullet. Okay, for those who don't know bullet, for my Haitian people, them who like bullet, they play like 2 ball and 3 ball, whatever you call it. You could go in there. Once you ask for bullet, so any which way that number fall, so you can have it. So just go in there, ask for bullet. So on flowers, they you could win. With 10 cents, they have 10. That's what they write it to me. With 10 cents, you could win $70. One dynamo coming straight. So that's what they send it to us. So c'est comme ça. You give nine flowers avec your 10 cents, avec 10 cents, que tu es capable de gagner $70 selon le numéro qui ou bail là. Ou même qui t'a besoin de gagner your machine tout neuf. Qui est le Tesla, brand new, une machine modèle 2026, qui pourquoi même sorti et couru déjà, eh bien, ou même aljou dans Flowers, eh bien, ou gen chance pour capable de gagner machine ça. Une machine qui est environ à 200,000 $, ok, à 200,000 $, eh bien, ou gen chance pour capable de gagner machine ça. Si c'est mon gen machine, m'tap tout vendre li, parce que m'tap ka maintien li. So m'tap tout dit, bon kobla, et puis ma fond l'autre bagarel, m'tap kouil, parce que remember, ok, so we're gonna very expensive to maintain. So I asked the winners who gonna win the car. That was me who win it. I will tell Mr. Flowers, please. So give me the money and then keep the car because I might can't maintain it. And also insurance for the car, it's going to be a lot of money to maintain this type of car. So, Pablier, après-midi, c'est chaud, et n'a fait là, ensemble avec vous, c'est ça que fait nous, et en nous parler ensemble. Let's talk together. So, quel que soit ça que n'a pensé ou ça que n'a idée ou, et en nous parler. Et après-midi, nous gagnons un pile pour nous parler. This afternoon, we have a lot to talk about, because I know for those who are watching the news or on Facebook pages, you'll hear what happened last week, this week. About the Haitian visas or the American visas and stuff like that. So it's a lot of things happening in the street, on the radio, in social media. So everywhere in the world may look like. So this afternoon, we're willing to talk about it. And for those who like to participate with us, you can call that radio station. Let's do the show together. Whatever point you have to talk, we're free. We're opening to open line. You can call. We could talk. Any type of subject. Also, remember that we got to get respect for that the station itself, and you have to get respect for our community and respect for ourselves too. Please, when you call, know what you're going to say, because we don't want no one to sue us. And first of all, I don't have no money. I myself is a poor man. I don't have money to get a lawyer. And also, I never gone to the court, so I get a lawyer. So I do the show with you. So let's help me doing the show. Me and you, we're going to do the show together. Number to call for you to participate with us who are comment. You can call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or for those who live in the Family Island or international, you can call 1242-357-20. So, nap salue Resmonto ki branche, ki gen tan branche Showa. Nou gen Emmanuel Tibos ki branche, merci an pil zami Pam, ba de Pam. Et nou gen Sheila Pierre ki branche depi République Dominicaine. Nou do merci an pil pou moun kap branche che live la. Et puis, encore après midi a, nou gen équipe féminine haïtienne dans lui-même côté Schneider et Haitian Media qui font bon travail dans communauté a c'est toutefois ou dans zone Wolf Lodland ou dans toute zone Kimpod là et bien n'a invité ou capable aller dans DW Davis là côté match ça fait commencer côté équipe Lyon avec Flamengo qui fait un gros final et nous-même nous t'es souterrain nous t'es à peine t'as rangé mesdames yo montrer yo qui gens pour camper souterrain et nous pas de carité parce que nous pas de gagner et l'autre monde pour te kembe pour nous t'obliger quand même venir pour nous venir faire choix parce que nous pas qu'à manquer nous pas capable faire choix parce que nous connaît chaque après-midi depuis le fait 6h30 tout le monde attend pour attendre qui ça nous-mêmes nous porter pour yo et bien et c'est comme ça ou même qui gagne il a un côté pour aller là dans DW Davis là côté Haitian Media and Diaspora a organisé grand finale féminine ça côté mesdames Lyon avec Flamengo yo même nous pas connait qui monde qui pral prendre coupe ça après-midi so n'a pas invité ou capable aller c'est $5 ou payer pour aller regarder bel match football ça qu'a fait là. Et n'a salué les amis nous guerrier Anderson 360 chez ou à live pas connait quand même et pas oublier et n'a deux prend pile ça sa, aussi mine mettre citron là-dedans pour monde qui était ca gon petit grippe dans ce sens et prend ça on connait pas boire alcool mais même pas boire tout mais on comprend les bails font gens on prend un petit goutte quand même qu'on pas prend pile et mettez petit goût de citron mettez et comment relé ça et ça aussi et puis yes rien c'est ça on prie Jésus ainsi ou bien et ou un petit goût de citron on prie là-dedans et puis mettez un petit calclerin frême rimna après aller ou bien si toutefois il pas aller on bouillon de l'eau bien chaud et puis ou ap vide l nan un bokit, ou ap pran un tawel, ou ap mette sou tèt ou, et puis ou ap mette visage ou nan bokit la ki te vape a sorti nan bokit la et puis pou l'entrer nan cerveau pou nettoyer rim nan. N'importe moun ki te a gon ti grip dans ce sens, ça ap kapab aide ou. Et oui, c'est comme ça lié après-midi a si toutefois yon moun ou capable besoin rile ou capable participer ensemble avec nous. N'ap salue Jean-Claude k'ap koute nous di côté et côté Freeport Gambahama et nous deux amis Pam Lina Lilouvri pour di nous ça k'a passé et dans deuxième ville pays a qui c'est Freeport et comme ça tout moun ki na bako yo nous te parle avec yo nan jou passé yo. Eh bien toujours même bagaille, nous toujours dossier qui a retiré et côté minorité qui c'est dans Chantitan nan, yo parle un peu de ça, nous gagner et toute l'autre zone et l'outre, nous connaît comment situation y est pour monde qui dans zone ça yo toujours a demandé pour monde ça sorti. Nous gagner dans zone Yad Bassin Blé tout dans quelques jours, yo t'ai parlé, gouvernement t'ai parlé, demandé pour monde ça ta prendre toute disposition pour yo sorti parce que très bientôt yo gagner pour yo entrer dans Yad ça yo pour yo nous connaît yo ba nou en pile temps a parler de ça ou même qui connaît qui rete dans un chantitan dans yad pile côté mounier et bien n'a dieu please et fait attention quand même pour prendre et bien nous gagner et nous gagner animatrice nous faire revenir bien habillé bien normal même couleur c'est vraiment c'est ça écrit les groupes là les yon là après retard et bien l'autre là les mêmes li gain temps là pour préparer choix et bien c'est comme ça lié après-midi pour nous mêmes n'a vire sur vous tout monde gain temps web et bien c'est ça et bien c'est lui qui maman choix n'a salué Sonia et Fernanda thank you Miss Sonia Fernandez for watching the live. So, nous ensemble après-midi, l'éditi et quand on commencé ou vini, you're going to finish, you're going to start do everything for us. So, how was your weekend? How is your week pass? I know school was open. I know you've been a lot as a mother. So, how is for you by the school time?
Good evening to all. Good evening to all my listeners. Sorry that I'm late, but I thank you for Smith for starting the show for us. We are one family.
Right.
Smith, thank you. Don't forget, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys on this great Sunday evening. I hope everybody's doing good. Well, my first week of school was kind of, you know, hectic because my son goes to St. John's.
Oh, okay.
And that traffic is be terrible.
Oh, yeah. Very
so
terrible.
I have to work. I have to wake up extra early to make sure he's not late for school. But after that, everything is okay. I'm used to it.
That's good.
You know,
that's
I'm used
good,
to waking up
good.
Early, cooking the breakfast, and, you know, it's a part of motherhood.
Okay.
So we're grateful for that.
What is news? what you have new for the listeners? You have a lot of things happening.
Well, I know the visa situation, I'm still trying to get a little hang of it.
Why?
When it comes to, I heard that the U.S.
Yeah.
wants the Haitians to come here starting November 1st. It's a lot.
I know it's a lot.
It's a lot. But I read something that the government said no.
Yeah, said no.
They're not agreeing with that. And I said no too.
Yeah, I said no myself.
I said no too. I think it's a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I just need to get more information when it comes to this visa thing because it's a lot. It's different. Sound like it's different visas. And I don't know how long they're going to be here for. I don't know if they finish the interview, if they're going to go back, if the U.S. is going to give them a pass, how they're going to get from Haiti. All of that makes sense.
Yeah, all of that makes sense because no one can live, like saying you come from Haiti, you have to get the Bahamian visa. Entry visa to come in here. A question I'm asked myself, if those person gonna have a issue as Bahamian visa or how they gonna come?
That's what I want to know. Like, how they gonna get into the country? Is because, they need the Bahamian entry visa.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what the U.S. is gonna give to them?
Okay. So, the Bahamas is
in
not
in order to identify to see who's who.
Okay.
And then how are we even gonna know when they leave?
Thank you all that. So even though I know it was gonna be good summer, a taxi is gonna make something, the hotel gonna make something, everybody gonna make something. But how are they gonna come in? That's the questions. How are they gonna get there? Because Why? My question is why?
Right. Yeah. Why?
Okay. Yeah.
I assume it's because of what's happening in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti is not stable, so the American embassy is not open in Haiti.
Right.
But why didn't you let them pass through the U.S.?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Pass through the U.S.
They're going for a U.S.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's the question I had myself. Why you don't let them come to Fort Lauderdale?
Right.
Yeah.
If any one of my listeners wants to give their input about this, they can call the show. The number is 323-622-3254316 Bonsoir, messieurs, mesdames. C'est un plaisir pour nous là, Kayo, pour nous là avec vous après-midi. Animatrice communauté haïtienne, Lady T, avec Bomagay nous.
Moi, je l'ai dit ça. Animatrice nous, communauté.
Yeah, Smith Joseph, Bomagay nous, frère pas nous, moun pas nous, qui travaille dans la communauté haïtienne. Smith nous apprécie pour travailler à faire.
Merci.
Souhaitez que bon Dieu, bon, force, courage, santé pour être là pour pas jamais. Décourager avec nous parce que vous commencez là avec nous longtemps.
Oh, yeah,
et so nous disons merci pour ça parce que nous sommes dans Global ensemble. Je m'a toujours dit ça quand je m'ai pris ça ou c'est vous-même qui êtes producteur dans Global. Je me suis fait Good Morning Bahamas on Global for a few years. I was there for what, 3-4 years and then after that, God sent me at The Guardian. So I thank him for that.
You know,
his plan is always better than ours. So we give him the glory. Oh, but this visa situation, it's really. I just don't get it. It's getting to me. I don't agree with it at all. And I'm happy that our government also feels the same way. Because it's kind of hectic. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's just a lot. We can't take it. It's a lot. I just feel as if, I mean, I'm just going to give my humble opinion that if anybody is coming for a visa, it's not like they're coming for a Bahamian visa.
No.
Because the Bahamian visa is something that you know,
your family
here. Yes. Because I had the privilege of applying for one of my family members, and they already went back.
Okay.
And I had to go online and follow the steps and paid and wait about a minimum of 2.5 weeks to get approval.
Okay.
And they got the visa and they went back,
you
know, to visit. But you are coming here into the Bahamas for American visa, you know,
American,
to get
appointment.
Into,
they say appointment. Exactly.
To get
that's
your
why
appointment for a visa.
Yeah.
And it's not even certain because, you know, even Bahamians now are getting rejected
from the U.S. Embassy. Yeah.
When they go get visas. Mm-hmm. So it's not even a sure thing that you're going to get the visa. Now, when you do not get the visa, what's going to happen?
Exactly. And now you have the person pay a ticket. That's two-way ticket.
Right.
From Haiti to Nassau. Plus, the person have to pay hotel fee. Not if they got to get taxi, got to pay hotel.
Yeah, they have to find a hotel.
So they have to find
a lot of them are just going to come with maybe they might not have a family member here because they only come in for the visa appointment.
And
so now, when this visa appointment,
It's a lot. But
if you don't get your approval, what's going to happen? Where are you going to go from there? Are you going to stay in this country? Is the U.S. going to give you a pass to send you back to your country? That's what I want to know. Like, I need to get more information pertaining to this visa stuff when it comes to, you know, we know the U.S. initiated the whole thing. Supposed to start on the 1st of November.
Yes, supposed to start the 1st November, but I don't, but it definitely the people didn't want it. Okay, the
Bahamian
people.
I don't even want it.
I don't
want
it myself.
I agree with them for not
because,
wanting it. This is a small country.
Yeah, when I was listening that morning on the Haitian radio in Haiti, that was 5 o'clock in the morning. When I heard it, I say what? But
Smith, I just don't feel like it makes sense.
No, it don't make sense at all to me.
It just don't make sense because it's not. Well, I haven't gotten further information pertaining to it, so I can't really tell you the steps of it.
Right.
But from what I read, I don't see any plans that make sense.
No, that don't make no sense at all.
Concerning that, is the U.S. going to have somewhere that, you know, the minute you finish the interview, whether you get approval or not, you can go right back to your country. You have a flight that you go on the next day. I would have a flight available to go back to Haiti.
Okay.
Are they going to do that? That's what I want to know. Like, are they going to put those things in place to do that for the person to go back? And, you know, how are we even going to know? You know.
So my thing, what they need to do, if I mean, if they want to do it like that, they could.
But why
have
they didn't just go? My thing is simple.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Because they are going.
Fort Lauderdale and PowerPoint and Cape Haitian is 45 minutes.
Yeah, and it's the same minutes as here. It's maybe over 2 hours here.
Yeah.
It's probably further here.
Yeah, further there, but
I
understand
further here,
that.
It's but closer to the States than here. Why not go to the States? Why come here?
Why they do use another country and they use the Bahamas?
Yeah, this they could question. Use their own country.
They could use their own country.
Yeah, because the money is not going into our pocket. It's going into the U.S. Embassy pocket.
All right.
To tell you the truth, when they go and they pay for the visas, then we're not getting anything out of the deal.
No.
The Bahamas is not getting anything out of the deal. So why should they come through this country? They just need to go through the U.S. because that's where the visa is going to be coming from.
Mm-hmm. So
initially.
Right. So now we need someone who knows a bit more to explain that to us and let us know exactly what it is. You know, even
Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Yes.
We're going to try to give him a call. Fred Mitchell.
Yeah, Fred Mitchell.
If he would be our guest because he should have more information comes to.
But I don't hear him say anything.
Visa situation.
I don't hear him say anything.
The Prime Minister
yet.
Was the only person who said he's not agreeing
he's not
to
agree
that.
With it, right.
And I agree with the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Our Prime Minister, Philip Reeve Davis, said he's not agreeing with that. And I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that was a hot topic last week to the all radio station, to the media, to social media, everywhere, even United States of America.
Right, but you know, Smith, how you expect people to feel when, you know, you just having, you know, to tell you the truth, the Haitians has already become a problem in this country, according to a lot of people. So when you have this drastic thing that's going to happen where you want to Haitians again to come into the country without any plans. Mm-hmm. What are the Bahamian citizens are going to think? What are persons going to think of the country? Come on, we have to be real. We have to be real. It's not like, okay, America said, okay, you're going to come here to get the visa, which is I don't even agree in the first place because they could go straight to America and do their appointment. You're going to come here and then we're going to have the feds or have whoever in place and they're going to take you straight to the airport. After you finish your appointment, the next day you book your ticket.
You book your ticket. So that's a two-way ticket there.
Yeah.
So
they have
when you finish and just go, but they're not going to guarantee them they're going to get
the visa. Because they're not going to guarantee to even say, hey, you only going for your appointment. They're not even going to know when you come from there. How they even going to do? I don't know. Because they should issue something stating that they giving you authority to come into the country and should have, you know, when you come into the country, you also leaving the country.
Right.
All of that, it's a lot.
Anyhow,
okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. We will be right back after the break. Thank you. Don't touch the button.
Spring into savings at Roberts Furniture with appliance combos that work for your home and your pocket. GE 18 cubic feet fridge and stove, only $15.99. Visit our linen department where 100% cotton towels start at just $2. Take advantage of the long summer evenings with Panama Jack patio furniture and save 25%. Or how about a free box spring with any orthopedic mattress purchase? And with salary deductions, layaway, and the gift registry, there's a payment option to suit every budget. Roberts Furniture, quality comfort style, 5th Terrace, Centerville. 322-8862, like us on Facebook.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly. That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk, All Day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Alongside me is my co-host, Smith Joseph. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. Do not forget, our show is sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. They have three great locations to serve you, Centerville, Carmichael, and Imaging at Grosvenor's. That is right where PMH is, okay, for those who might don't know where Imaging at Grosvenor's. So, ladies, I always say this, set your appointment today. Do not wait. Go and make your appointment day available on all of the social media's platform. You could say, oh, it's Sunday, they're not open. No. You can still message them. I'm sure somebody will answer you. Make your appointment. That's the most important thing. Get your breast checkup. It's good to know, you know, what's going on with you and your body, especially when it comes to breast, because, you know, we have a lot of cancer in this country. It's killing a lot of our young women. So, and also, we are sponsored by Flaps. Mm-hmm. Everybody wins live. So they are giving away $100,000. Mm-hmm. Also, they are giving away a Tesla 2026. So, yes, they are our sponsor, and we are happy to have them on board. And for other businesses who would like to, you know, get your business advertised with the best, the only bilingual show in this country, you can do so. Call us. Call the Guardian and let them know you're interested, and let's talk together to, you know, advertise your business. We have three languages, and yeah, it's, I mean, French is not broken Creole, broken, okay? Creole, French is French. Yeah. So we have French, we have Creole, and we do English.
Right.
So we give you three languages for your money. That's the, you know, that's the benefits you get.
That's a benefit. Three languages. So.
Yeah, so we advertise for you in our Bahamian community, also the Haitian community, and also we do it in French too. Our French guy is not here tonight, Andy 360. That's who is in charge of that. But yes, so we all play a role. I'm in charge of the English. Smith is in charge of the Creole.
No problem.
So, you know, we mix, and it's a beautiful thing, right? It is so, so, so beautiful to be who we are. And I would never, never take that back. So I'm grateful, and I give God the glory. You know, even though sometimes you may meet a lot of challenges, and some persons don't like you of Haitian descent, but it's a blessing, because, you know, I never asked my parents to come here. And the good thing about it is when they did, they contributed to this country, they paid their tax, they brought homes, and they invest in this country, and they love this country. That's the most important thing. We want people to come and, you know, make a difference in the country in a positive way. I always say that. So the visa thing, it's getting to me. It is getting to me in a way where I'm not happy about it at all. But further for, like I said, I'm hoping to get more information pertaining it to see how best we could move forward, because it's not a good thing. I don't agree with it. And I know a lot of people don't agree with it. But like I said, again, for those who are tuned in, if you want to, you know, put your 5 cents in, you can do so. The number is 323-622-32-325-4316-325-4259. What do you think about the Haitians coming here to go in the U.S. Embassy to do their visa appointment coming from Haiti? I think it's, you know. I'm going to leave it. But what do you think? We want to hear from you. Let us know, what do you think? I know a lot of people are angry. So that may be a reason why they don't want to call, because they might We might don't want to say the wrong thing, but we still want to know your input. We want to know how you feel, what's going on with you, what do you think about it. Et communauté haïtienne, nous carré l'émission pour nous dire comment nous penser des moun qui sorti Haïti pour venir là, pour venir dans appartement pour visa américain là. Et pour moi-même, qui t'en dit ça en anglais, pour moi-même pas d'accord avec ça qu'a fait là parce que moi on pensait au te aller aux États-Unis. Pour que ça puisse venir Bahamas, pour faire appartement visa.
Exactement. Parce que Jean-Co dit là, c'est ça, nous, en pile l'autre monde, nous avons fait un dialogue ensemble avec eux, dit comme ça. Pour que ça, ils n'ont pas choisi Fort Lauderdale, ils ont choisi l'autre côté.
Ils ont choisi Miami, ils ont choisi Fort Lauderdale parce que son visa américain.
Son visa américain, ils ont pas le point.
Ça veut dire que les Américains ont contrôlé.
Bahamas n'est pas un state. Bahamas n'est pas un state d'Amérique.
Non.
Vous comprenez? Bahamas a une loi.
Yes.
So et puis Bahamas sont commonwealth lié, li pa United States of America. So c'est qui il ça qui président choisi dia, ben penser li ta doué et ça ta doué. Et d'ailleurs avant même que ça ta produit, yo ta doué aller dans parlement avec. Ou pas qu'a juste rete fait comme ça.
Yeah, but ou connaît ça c'est US. USA pays qui remet 10 petits pays ça pour y faire.
Yeah, but ou pas
qu'a dit. Yo mais entre dans pays moun pour y faire ça.
Exactement.
Nous connaît comment
yo. Yeah, but
nous connaît comment yo c'est big dog.
Yeah, but it can happen.
It
so
cannot happen.
We can
have
gone in America
it.
Do whatever we want to.
No,
but
we could
why
tell
you
them that
come in the people country do whatever you want to.
So, and apply for being able to visit.
So my thing about it, why they don't stop what's happening in Haiti?
Stabilize the country.
Stabilize the country. Because United States have the best army in the world.
At the power to do
at
so.
The power to do so. They have
weapons. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. So why they don't go in Haiti?
Stabilize the country.
Stabilize the country first. And then, we get someone online.
That's the best thing to do. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Yeah, bless up to you too, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, a very important question, right?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
And it all has to do with Haiti's numbers and its ability to create instability within the Third World sub-region. Also, Scrooge Brown had mentioned that the exploitation of the Third World sub-region, right?
Right.
And so you guys are very educated. You've heard me on the airwaves, right?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
So I'm living this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, someone has to bridge the gap, no if, no, perhaps, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you need to stay positive. But the thing is, you guys ask a very important question. And so most of us, you know, we talk every day and we don't realize the whole construct because when people call the talk shows, very educated people always want to dismiss facts that they call conspiracy theories and they continue to wallow in geopolitical ignorance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or denial.
Right.
Because there are facts that you can go online and read and that have existed and you could go in the archives and et cetera, et cetera. So I would remember, I can't even remember too well, but I know it's a point in time. Oh, God, who was the president? I don't know if it was Johnson or Kennedy during the Cuba crisis.
I think it's Reagan.
Fidel Castro regime was trying to overthrow Batista.
Yeah.
Or somewhere around those lines. It was either post-World War II or during World War II, in which they had forced, they invaded Haiti and forced Haiti to change their constitution for foreigners to own land.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? This would have been because of their interest in Haiti. Post-World War, during the Cold War period, anywhere from the 40s to like the early 50s.
So, right.
You could go and find it out.
Okay.
This is something that I read years ago. But what I'm saying is they forced Haiti to change their constitution, which was foreigners couldn't own land.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did this. This is on record.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we know that Haiti is rich in resources. Also the Third World. Mm-hmm. A lot of Third World. Sometimes we're not even mindful of these mineral, the capacity for like resources because we have been led to believe that we have no resources, and then we have foreign entities come in and quantify how much gold or how much silver or how much aragonite. You get, it's not in our best interest.
Mm-hmm.
These are private entities that come in for the government and tell us what is what. Like you say, well, you have this amount of gold reserve, this amount of oil reserve. You know, we're not doing it personally, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So that means we're in ignorance. So Haiti has iridium. You guys know what that is, right?
Well, of course we do.
Of course we do.
We are well aware of that.
So I'm confounded in the fact that Haiti has one of the largest deposits in the world. I don't think it's the largest. Maybe it might be in Africa somewhere. I'm not perfect in remembering everything. But when I read that this particular metal values about, I think, $4,000 to $6,000 an ounce. Yeah, and it's like, wow, you know what I mean? And then it's used, it's multi-purposed because it could be alloyed with all type of things for spacecraft adventure, satellite durability, like titanium. Obviously, it's not like metal, right? Yeah, we don't need to get into the chemistry. But in looking at the geopolitical constructs, I've been calling on the radio and asking people to go and look at certain things. But yeah, but they never paid attention. And I want you guys to go and read. It's called N, just Google on your phone. Okay. N, abbreviation S, abbreviation SM, right? 200 and 220. And read it for yourself, American Foreign Policy, known as the Kissinger Report. So these things that you're saying, we as black people, we dismiss these things because it's designed for us to infuriate and hate one another. Then it wouldn't benefit us. So you guys have to bridge the gap. And, you know, obviously, we're being overwhelmed with migrants. I live in the inner city. I was just at a washout, and so it's a quick scenario to show you. So there's an Haitian guy in there, and so my wife was in there, and the lady gave her a washout with 20 minutes left. So maybe the Haitian doesn't speak English that good, so right. I don't know if he thought the lady was meaning him, but it was really for my wife. So the lady stepped in and said, no, it's for her.
Okay.
So it's a misunderstanding like that, and then just the belligerence as like the with the seats and just the... That's the attitude of some of the new migrants have. Not the Haitian behemoths, you know, because you guys sound like me, and you are, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but,
right.
But the question then becomes is, where does your allegiance lies? You know, so you have family, so your allegiance lies with your family.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, you guys carrying the right message. You have to conform. And so it's not the Haitian people's fault, it's the government fault, and they must realize, you must spread the message to them that they're being manipulated for votes. And the government is starting a flame that they can't tame, because no government is the friend of any citizen. Governments only use citizens, and they see you as a taxpayer. So if a government is power boom in Haiti, you think they can be boom in Nassau? See, they say, so all of being duped.
Yeah.
So we are own worst enemy.
Yeah.
I have a Haitian friend, he's a tailor. I go with him. It doesn't matter.
But right. I'm saying
the Barboys go to.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Haitian, Bohemian.
Okay.
Right.
He goes to the States all the time. His son is about to be a doctor. Way, so when they use it, but a lot of them come here, they born here, they get the education, and they go to the States.
Mm-hmm.
So then... you have to look at it from our perspective, too, you know. It's not like, and so the xenophobic narrative for me, for someone like me, is BS, because I live in the inner city and I grow up with Haitian beings and I interact with them every day. And I, you understand, they're
just
buying foods, whatever.
Right,
it's every day, because people who are on the outskirts and who live in the upper echelons, they shouting this BS, but they ain't living it. You understand what I'm saying?
So true.
They're not living it. And so you can't come to you and say, I don't hate nobody. Bless up. Give thanks, man. You all just keep it up, you know, because someone up to bridge the gap and you realize that who is benefiting from this schism? This is BS, you know.
Yeah.
But who don't like who and the auntie, the human narrative? It doesn't make sense. You know, the subjugation, the arrogance, and, you know, like as if, like, they ain't used to nothing. And it shouldn't be like that, you know, because the humans are very comfortable and we have been facilitating and we've been a decent people. And, you know, I mean, some people just get too carried away. I agree. As far as the hysteria, but I'm not spreading no hysteria. What I'm saying is, anyone in the inner city can see the impact.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Right.
But the hospital, the clinics, whatever. And so the government must fix the Nationality Act. And so they facilitating, but what I'm saying is, I have Asian Beaman friends who came here recently. Who were here all the while, and people coming here recently and getting citizenship before them. And you guys know that. And so you guys have to also question the corruption within the system, and the onus can't be on the citizen. You see what I'm saying? So, we know something is going on at immigration. You see what I'm saying? The exploitation of the system. And so, if I born here, you don't think I can see the influx?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for calling.
Thank you so much for your input.
Yeah,
we appreciate
doing
it.
Very good
point.
Yeah,
he's very positive.
Yeah, he's very positive. What he's saying.
So, and he knows.
Yeah,
yes, that's
he's
right.
No,
he
gets
all
lot.
The information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of information. So, Lady Tino Gampil, mon nou genye Kellen Laos ki yon ba live la, nou genye Pasteur Joli, ki yon ba live la, nou genye de Pasteur, ou Pasteur garçon, ou Pasteur fille.
Okay, well, nous saluons ça.
C'est du choix ensemble avec yon et yon capable parler.
Deske yon branche,
et
na parle, ou di yon na parle de situation.
Situation visa, oui.
Et you made a valid point when you said that, why can't stabilize the country, help Haiti,
first thing they
so
need,
that it can be safe,
it can be
for
safe
the people
for
to
the
go
people
there,
to, thank you,
or stay there.
Yes.
When they have their interview to do it.
Yeah, they can.
Why
they
do
can.
They need to even go in other countries? Which is the truth.
Lady T, past couple years ago, you have JetBlue, but they don't pay for advertising. I can't call their name. You have plenty airways in Haiti. They make tons of million dollars from the Haitian travelers to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's happening in Haiti right now? If the American, I say that every day, I don't want no one got to blame or sue the radio station. I say that I take my own personal thing to say.
Anything you say.
Okay? If United States would like Haiti, Haiti will be a state from the America.
Mm-hmm.
The America and from Haiti is 45 minutes from Port-au-Prince to Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
The country where they have the war from, where they send all kind of
Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. It's like 2 days. They send like billions of billions of dollars. They send a boat. They send weapons. They send everything there. In Haiti, right there. Who is calling as your child? Look at how you treat your child. You know when you regret, teach your child, feed your child, what can happen?
Mm-hmm.
They can go somewhere. Because if you, just something like, you have a dog, you don't feed the dog, you know what can happen? The dog gonna bite you. That dog ends your life. That's the problem right there. Haiti do not make no weapons. Haiti do not make no gun, no ammunition. Where those guns come from? And you could understand that too. The gun those guys hold in their hand, they cost like $20,000, $30,000. And they have a slippers in their foot.
Mm-hmm.
Where they wear just like a t-shirt, where those guys, them who not traveling, where they get those things from? Can someone tell me? Tell me. And when you look at the weapons, you see them made in America. Okay. So now you tell me, now you don't want to help me solve my country. Now you tell me now, oh, you got to send Haitians to another country to do what? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. People are scared to talk. I don't know what they're afraid to talk. They don't want to say the view. They stay in there to cry and silent. No, it's the time for people to open their eyes. So that's it. All we need in Haiti, we need to stabilize the country. That's it.
Stabilizing.
If U.S. want to stop it, Lady T, 5 minutes, they can stop it.
Smith, I've always had this issue, right, when it comes to the U.S. not helping Haiti. Why? Because they are so deep in Haiti's politics, right?
Thank you.
When it comes to Haiti's politics,
they pick the prime minister, they pick the minister, this and that, they pick who they want to do
like
the airport.
Independent to do its own stuff.
Okay.
So if you have so much power to pick the people, why are you even interfering in the country? You picking the people for the country. What's that saying? That is telling me, and for whatever reason, everybody they pick is not good.
That's the only
the country look like it's just drowning from the picks that they help give
from the
citizens.
From the president die, it was like a 4 to 3 years.
Yeah.
You have no president.
Let the Haitian citizens pick who they want the country. Leave them. They know who's good for them. So what that's telling me, it is telling me again, you are... Again, don't want the country to move forward. Don't want the country to get better because of the resources. You know, like the caller called and said, Meridium.
Yeah.
Haiti has tons and tons and tons of meridium.
Gold
and silver. The rich soil.
Anything you plant in Haiti.
Oh, my God. Coffee.
It's
giving me the vibe that you want to always... wants the country to stay down so you can continue
mm-hmm.
to go in
to go,
get the resources, mm-hmm. do as you please because you feel like if the country is stable and they have a good government, you can't come into the country and do as you please. But when the country is in a chaos, that means, hey, nobody's in charge. No. So I can go on this island, fill up my plane, and do whatever I want to do, and take control. Mm-hmm. And nobody tells me nothing because, we are the big dogs.
So, ça, c'est ça, Nabdi Mounio, Lady T. De pour mon captain de nous, parce que, ou bien anglais, moi-même, faut pas,
faut
mettre le créole là-dedans. Parce que, c'est ça, nous besoin dans le pays Haïti. Parce que, regardez, nous gagnons depuis que tu es président jusqu'à nos jours-là, nous pas jamais gagné un président.
No kind of election.
Et nous pas gagné, pas gagné élection. C'est Américain qui pour bailler et président, c'est lui qui pour bailler premier ministre, c'est lui qui pour bailler ministre intérieur, ministre éducation nationale, monde qui pour dans la police là, c'est lui même qui mettait chef la police, directeur la douane, c'est lui qui pour mettre. Tout ça ou pas qu'un pays ou à faire pour ces monde qui pour dou qui ça pour faire qui ça pour pas faire. So, combien d'années nous gagnons à souffrir avec ça pour Haïti, pas qu'à prendre, pour nous même Haïtien, pas qu'à prendre propre décision pour nous choisir un monde, pour nous dire, même un sac pour diriger nous pour 5 ans. Après 5 ans, nous choisissons l'autre monde, ou bien si nous travaillons bien, nous baillons l'autre mandat. C'est comme ça, aller dans tout pays. Mais pour qui ça nous, même Haïti, nous étions là, nous souffrir, blanc, pesé pour nous, et puis nous disons, là, nous everything cool.
Smith, the worst thing that happened to Haiti was becoming the first black country to gain independence.
Okay.
And helping other countries. That was the worst thing that ever happened to Haiti.
That's
because
what
they're paying now, they are paying for it.
Yes, yes. We're not supposed. How come I win the fight from you? I win. I have to pay you. Who lose it?
Did you win the fight with a black man or a white man?
White man.
Okay, then.
What do you expect? What you mean by that? Come on, lady. Hold on.
What do you expect? You win the fight with a white man.
Okay.
They're
so,
gonna forever
so
hate
because
you. A black person can come and win the fight with the best generals, the white men. Oh, and you think they're gonna like you? And Haiti has been paying that price ever
anyhow,
since.
Nous gagnons pasteur la France tout, qui aux États-Unis, qui branche tout. Ça veut dire. Ça veut dire, ça c'est la première fois, je ne comprends pas comprendre. À chaque fois, je me des têtes, je pose des questions. Pour qui ça a été payé la France, l'argent ça, que ou gagne avec propre force, ou bataille, ou gagne, et puis je vais payer pour un game, pour un bataille, je pour qui ça? What reason? I need someone to call me, tell me.
Give you the reason. The reason is simple, because you're black. And they are white countries, Smith. And they're going to forever hate Haiti. They're never going to like Haiti.
Okay.
Because they win the independence, they fought and they win and they helped. They end slavery.
Okay.
Where it was a lot of white person was getting millions and millions of dollars of slavery.
Venezuela,
a lot of countries had to go to Haiti.
Yeah, I know.
To help. For
I know.
Haiti abolished slavery.
Abolished slavery. Remember, right now in Haiti, any black person in the world going to Haiti right now, they welcome.
Of course.
C'est un free land.
Free land.
OK? So, journée aujourd'hui, ah, pour nous pas qu'à mettre tête nous ensemble, nous-mêmes qui dans la diaspora, nous-mêmes qui cap vivre Haïti, comment calculer là, les Haïtiens presque gain 2 or 3, 4 million people live outside in Haiti.
But Smith, do you know a lot of Haitians are not happy with living outside of the country?
No, they're happy.
A lot are not. It's because of the insecurity.
You have
because of the way that the country is designed now, the insecurity. You have a lot of persons who may, you know, who has money. And they are afraid to even go in the country because of the gangs. Can you imagine what's our friend's name again? Pascal?
Yeah, Pascal.
The journalist, right?
Pascal, yeah.
Pascal, and I have to check up on him in Haiti. And, you know, he told us that this guy who lives in Port-au-Prince, he lost his 2 houses.
Yeah.
2 houses. The gang leaders took his house.
Gang leaders take all the people. Like,
do you know how many other persons they took their house? They just took it. You can't. Listen, you have no say. They put that gun in your head and sometimes they kill your family in the front of you. They rape, God forbid, they rape your family in the front of you. And you has no say.
Thank you.
After you done worked so hard to build your home, you are homeless. You are looking for a way to go. You don't even know which way to even go.
No.
Do you think they like being in other people country? No, they don't. Do they have a choice? They don't.
They don't have no choice.
And a lot of persons wants to live in Haiti.
Thank you.
They want to live in better the country, but because of the insecurity. That is why.
Lady Tigan, pile monde qui à l'étranger, la France, Canada, aux États-Unis, Bahamas, tout l'autre côté yo. Moun sa yo te préparé pour y aller faire vieux jour yo. When they retirement, they could go back relaxing in Haiti.
And stay home.
They build a house. They've been working 24/7 to build a house. And so now what happened? The gang taking it. In the country you work in, so when you they take money from your salary, when you retire and you can get that back, so that money could help you maybe live for 10, 15 years, they look at it, they say, I can't let that happen. Let's create something for those people not to go back. Stay in there, die. So c'est qu'on salie, moun, yo pas comprendre. Parce que au fin travail, Nous avons Captain Well Show, Captain Well, qui n'a dit d'avoir le Davis qui a gardé nous. Merci à tous les amis, parce que nous avons fait un grand travail. Tant que pour vous mettre tête ensemble, c'est problème ça vous créez, parce que vous avez tant qui tout ça, nous avons tout genou dans le pays. Mais là, pour nous, nous avons Haïti qui reste là. Mm-hmm. C'est pour qui reste là, président Jovenel Moïse Mouri. Mm-hmm. Parce que blanc parle, mais l'autre parle qui reste. De pour parler tirer si connaissait tout ou pas le prend parce que moun k'ap travaille aux États-Unis yo dans factory dans l'autre côté yo dans en public dans tout son connaît yo mais comme y a moun ça toujours bat pour font petit kay Haïti pour les vieux jours yo pour aller pour aller prendre retraite yo mais qu'on y a pas capable et grand point que ça yo prend toute baise yo se dit ça le dit qu'on va regarder aux États-Unis qui était longtemps un paradis et qu'on y a living yon l'enfer terrestre.
Ou ka imagine pendant 10 sam gen un monde qui t'a vivre naso qui quitte naso là aux États-Unis dit aux États-Unis fini. Il dit aux États-Unis pas gentil.
Non.
Il dit regrette il t'a quitté Bahamas qu'on a il dit qu'on a t'a gitan gen il t'a gitan citoyen
en pays. Il t'a citoyen
gen permanent résidence.
OK.
Il dit regrette il dit aux États-Unis fini tête les fini pas jambe il pas gentil qu'on a l'autre. Il pas comme ça même il dit aux États-Unis fini. OK. So map garde Smith barbecue qui tout côté là.
OK. Exactly. Yeah.
Jimmy
Chérizier. Yeah.
Qui tout côté na TikTok moi, right?
Yeah, he have Facebook page, he have TikTok.
America, you know, the Americans looking for him.
Yes.
But he's all over TikTok.
Thank you.
Am I the only person who can see him?
Barbecue, why then?
Jimmy Chérizier, who's in charge of the gang leader in Haiti and also has a lot of political influence in Haiti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't they taken him down yet?
No, not even that. You have Vitelom, you have journalists from CNN. Go on and Vitelom house, sit down inside the house, interview the guy. It's a gang member, and you're just looking for him. You have a journalist from United States, a white man, walk with barbecue, one and one.
But they're looking for him.
And they're looking for him.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Anyhow.
Which one? Is it Jimmy Chérizier?
Jimmy Chérizier. That's barbecue.
I'm thinking it's a different one. Because the one that I saw.
Yeah, the same one you saw is
the one who's
in charge of the gang.
One of the biggest gang leaders in Haiti. Who's also has a lot of influence.
Influence on the country. He's saying FBI.
Politics.
And he have a good language, but he's talking English the other day. He say, FBI, if you looking for me,
I'm here.
You could come to me. Well, I ready to talk. I ready to... You understand?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he also said, don't put the blame on
nobody
else.
Yeah, don't put the blame on nobody else. Put the blame on me. We could talk.
Come to me.
You understand that? Jesus
Lord
Christ. So please, when I'm adding. Okay. The man,
you know, it's good to educate a lot of people because you know when I say these things, they're like, "Oh, the U.S.
Thank
who
you.
Else is behind Haiti? If the U.S. is not behind, I mean,
is U.S. behind it? Who else?
Who else? It's like they
We have someone. We have someone on that.
In the country. Good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Yeah, we can talk together today. I just give me a second. I can put one of my friends on it, right?
Okay. Good. Okay.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. How y'all doing? Everybody okay?
Hi, yes, good evening. We good. How are you?
I same here. I parle Creole.
Okay, pas de problème. On nous parle Creole.
Michel te vle m'parle pour lui. Ma boue ça, Michel vle dit.
Okay, on allez.
Huh?
Let's go.
Me, myself, I used to live in the States. M'tegre te États-Unis.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a little introduction from my Asian American friend who's been on the show helping me do it.
Okay, that's good.
All by myself, right? But I just trying to share that these people live around me. He lived in the States, decent fella, came here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was deported, but he was here from the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right? So he spent late nights, maybe like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying is he spent all of his life in the States. He came here as a security guard with normal, quiet fella, stick to himself.
Okay.
Numerous of them I know. I lived in the States. You listen to Lady T?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have a nephew who also is Asian being in them. So all of this narrative but xenophobia, listen to me. When I was in the States, believe you me, but I am ashamed to say this. And as a matter of fact, I have three Haitian American girlfriends, okay?
Wow.
Okay. All black.
Who are very popular back in America.
Listen, this is for the joke now. See, because all this talk about xenophobia, no one like, listen to me. I didn't know that at the time. When I met them,
uh-huh.
I met them from just pure attraction, okay?
Okay, okay.
I was in the flea market in Hialeah. Saw this beautiful lady, dark, thick hair, very, very, very beautiful. Started to get her attention. She was shopping with apparently a subsequent, they found it was her mom. So I was following her, trying to get her attention. And this is out of the way, this is because I was by myself. And I was like, the lady top her and say, well, you can't see the young gentleman trying to get your attention. But first they was talking in Creole or in French, right? Then subsequently, another time up for Lauderdale, met a young lady in front of a convenience store. She was American. She was a Haitian, you know, the American descent, whatever.
Right.
And I mean, a Haitian descendant. And she was a Haitian. She was a young lady, and that's how it was. And so what I'm saying is, in saying that it doesn't really matter, I don't want to say the word, but certain things speaks no language. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to be too gross. You understand what I'm saying? You could read between the lines. All right? So here in the inner city, while people talk, I'm saying Bahamians are living this, but I want to knock on the history of Haiti, and the gentleman is really speaking the truth about the history.
Right.
So we as black people must read it and know for what it was. When it was Jean Burgess Aristide, notice when he didn't conform, then the minute he started to talk about the impositions of France, America, et cetera,
yeah,
and started to become more nationalist, he became a problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. We remember.
He said out of his own mouth that he was kidnapped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they looked, you know, isn't it? And then we move, let's move forward now to contemporary in which they're willing to let black African nations, Afrocentric nations, Caribbean nations, go and try to solve this problem in Haiti when they sit back with the imperialism and their great armies and they can't go in Haiti and have the situation. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to take a collaborative effort, a geopolitical effort. You see where the same people who, they say, y'all are the pay retributions for the great slavery was in Saint-Domingue. Y'all are the end up paying France. So y'all are still going to borrow the money from the same Europeans that you have to pay the interest on. It was 90-something billion, right?
No, that's more than that.
I think RC said 91 billion.
Yeah, RC was 90-something billions, yeah.
He said something, but anyway, he has nationalistic narratives. I can't remember them verbatim. But this is typical of all black leaders, whether it be Sobukwe, Stephen Biko, Lumumba, and the rest who walked this line with a free man blind. And the Caucasian holds on. All right, now, what I'm saying is, we as black people must realize what it is. And I was always wondering why they wouldn't fix Haiti.
You know why they wouldn't fix Haiti, bro. You know it. You did. You just said it a while ago.
All right, you see the guy, American. I used to call him American, right? But you meet him at this discussion last year.
Right.
This is no new friend. Last year we had this discussion when there was an atrocity. I can't remember which province, and you should be able to remind me, in which the gang members used a boat via river, and et cetera, et cetera. And then there was some situations where people talk about being raped, and the one lady was on YouTube saying a family was killed. These are the type of atrocities you need to share, because I want to sort that the international community is turning a deaf ear to the humanitarian crisis and the violence in Haiti, as these people are black, as we see in other regions where people are black. These things are grossly ignored, especially in Africa. When you go online, just Google how many people die from starvation every year.
Okay.
It's all a farce about the sustainable development goals. These are farces. You have to be able to read the right books in order to have the right outlooks. These concepts of eugenics and race superiority, nationalism, have not changed. You have to go and
read foreign
policies to find out where their minds are at.
Okay. Sorry. So say that, Katri, let me just say an example. You see what happened in Ukraine, right? What happened in Israel? You see what they're doing?
Yes, they're quite much very interested in solving those problems.
Thank you.
But those at the forefront.
All right.
And we have a problem. As a matter of fact, there was some story about the Holocaust the other day, but I can't even, something I was supposed to mention there, but most people don't really pay attention to geopolitics. But for me, I pay attention to it because it shows their intention. And if you look at history chronologically, you will see that politicians are actually being saying through their narratives where the world is headed. But if you're not paying attention, then it will be called conspiracy theorists. And you could go back from statements from James Warburg, Adolf Hitler, H.G. Wells, and all these people, and you could understand what the agenda is. Science and technology and inventions, you have to look at the intentions behind these. So even though slavery is being abolished, they have found new ways to enslave us. And the world is just moving forward in a negative way. And so it's really designed. Like I said, Haiti has 12 million people, or 12 point something million, 12.3.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's about point something more than Cuba. So look how big Cuba is and look how big y'all is. So what I'm saying is with the destabilization of Haiti, if you understand common sense, just numbers alone, the developed countries, right? Mm-hmm. That control the UN, and basically, let's say the ones that are close proximity to us. I don't want to call their name. They know that Haiti has the ability. I'm looking for anybody to agree with me, you know, because of Haiti's population and the poverty that exists there. You know, we have rich people in Haiti, you know. But with Haiti being destabilized, it also has the ability to destabilize mm-hmm. and cause other little contentions within the sub-region by migration alone. Okay? This is what the Ayatollah said to the Britons 20-something years ago. He could destabilize Europe by just migration. I follow these things, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is. But all in all, the real problem is, and one of the hardest things to do that we say, is for black people to unite. And so we know, obviously, this is what happens whenever anybody shouts these type of things. Whether it be Marcus Garvey, like I could go chronologically right down the line. So I'm starting from wherever. But, you know, there's no need to hate one another. But if our government is hell-bent on treating the Haitian migrants and letting them get away with certain things in our country and not us, all right? We're just asking for simple, simple ordinance and adherence. That's basically all it is. You know, the Shanditan, it can't be because it's been allowed to proliferate. We want you to integrate. We don't want you to play hate. Give thanks.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, so you have a lot to say.
Yeah, he has
a lot. Numéro téléphone pour nous relayer, mes amis, pour nous parler ensemble, c'est 323-7032, 325-4316, 325-4259. Et pour vous-même qui est dans Family Island, on va faire 1-42-357-20. On va prendre une petite pause, on va retourner après.
You'll be right back after this break.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Spring into savings at Roberts Furniture with appliance combos that work for your home and your pocket. GE 18 cubic feet fridge and stove, only $50.99. Visit our linen department where 100% cotton towels start at just $2. Take advantage of the long summer evenings with Panama Jack patio furniture and save 25%. Or how about a free box spring with any orthopedic mattress purchase? And with salary deductions, layaway, and the gift registry, there's a payment option to suit every budget. Roberts Furniture, quality comfort style, 5th Terrace, Centerville. 322-8862. Like us on Facebook.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good evening to all those who just tuned in. You are still listening to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Alongside me is my co-host, Smith Joseph. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this great Sunday evening. We are discussing the topic concerning the visa situation and also how Haiti is so unstable. We would like better for Haiti.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. We would like better after
220 something years.
Yeah, we would like to see Haiti in a better state of mind. Mm-hmm. The economy and everything else. I just feel like, you know, it's just going downhill. It's going downhill. The corruption of
they just give us 9 president. What country you ever find, you will have 9 president. CARICOM give us 9 president. Do we have someone in line? No, not yet. Okay. Yo just vini avec 9 president. Un petit pays comme ça.
Ça n'a pas fait 9 président ça.
Yo getan gen, bon moi non, getan gen 4 qui passé. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months.
Nobody's lasting more than 6 months,
no,
a year.
No.
Why?
So, you ask me?
Corruption,
because so
it's
calling
again, yeah. Because the Haitian people are not the ones who are choosing these people.
Thank you.
Rather than the great America. Right?
Okay. So, so ces questions ça n'a posé Mounio et qui en balaye.
The reason we are talking about Haiti is because you know we're trying to get to why would the U.S. want the Haitians to come,
Haitians
here, for
to come here for visa, exactly.
And instead of them just making
sure the country stabilized
and safe,
and then,
for people to go on their own visa appointment in their country.
All Haitians need is freedom. Haiti stabilized, now we could
stabilize in the country and making it safe for the people to go stay in their country, to go on their in the U.S. appointment. Why come here?
Lady, right now in Haiti, we have 10 different cities. Every one of them, you calling us, we got a, like, we have a Nassau. Mm-hmm. We got a Honduras and stuff like
and,
that.
Yeah, and you know what? And that is why, too, a lot of the planes were full.
Okay.
Now, I want to get that straight. Because, you know, Smith, I was going to save that topic for another day, right?
But
I'm just going to dive
Let's
in.
Let's talk together. We get some.
Yeah, I'm just going to dive in a little bit on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had the privilege, well, you know, being in the Haitian community. And I wanted to know why it was so much fuss about, you know, they saying persons coming with visa. And it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true, Smith. What happened is you have persons who have permanent residency. You have persons who have Bahamians of Haitian descent, right? I would say Bahamians, but you know, they still say Bahamians of Haitian descent, right? So a lot of persons could understand. I even saw full bloom Bahamians on the flight to go to Haiti to the Regatta.
Mm-hmm.
So mind you, these people are just talking when they see the people come in.
Come in, yeah.
But they don't go to the airport early in the morning to see who's leaving.
Exactly.
Now, I would say, this is me, because see, I'm a person who like proof and who like facts. I don't want you to say, oh, so much people is coming into the country. We need to know who's coming into the country with visa. No. They are the same people who went to the regattas and stuff. Haiti had a lot of things going on.
I was supposed to even go on and all,
and I didn't go. Haiti had a lot of things going on, a lot of different cities in Haiti.
They were
celebrating. So you had a lot of persons that traveled. So in the mornings, the flights leave maybe sometimes at 8. So if you yourself wants to go, Bahamasa is easy to do. All you have to do is let Bahamasa give you their record, because they have the record with the persons with the permanent residency. They have persons with passport. And they have persons with their work permit that goes in. And they have different lines. You know, they put everybody on a different line.
Yep.
And so that you can see for yourself,
when they are leaving,
or you can just get a record from Bahamasa.
Bahamasa have everything.
Bahamasa have records.
You have the records.
And instead of all of this, you know, assuming and this negative talk going around, so much people is coming. No, the same persons that left the country is the ones who are coming back.
Yes.
And we know this, because we say this all the time. Hey, Haitians always go to Haiti, of course.
Yes.
When they're on vacation, they're going to go see their family. A lot of Haitians men, they leave their wife and kids in Haiti and their parents and so on and so forth. They're going to go and see them. It's like anybody.
If you're living in another country,
of course, you living in another country, you're working. So when you're on vacation, you're going to travel.
What happened?
You're going to travel. I travel all over. You travel to Jamaica, you go all over the place. And so it's the same thing. The people want to go on vacation and they go back to the country. So it's the same people coming back. nobody with visas. And if anybody with visas is coming into this country, they have to come into the country correctly.
Yes, correctly. They
correctly. That, you go and you apply to it because they don't play with that visa. I told you I had somebody that I applied for. You know what I had to go through? They do not play with getting that visa. It's not as easy as we think. And it's always the people who do not have the first-hand information that likes to comment and make chaos and make everything a big thing because they do not even know of what they're talking about. Simple facts. Get your information right. If you want to, anybody, I say this to anybody who's been talking about this visa foolishness, go to Bahamas there, ask them for their records.
Their records, yeah.
Of the persons who they had traveled out of the country and coming back into the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And you yourself will see who came back with visa, work permit, permanent residency, and passports. Simple as that.
Lady T,
I had to do that because, mind you, it's not that I don't believe in the government, the work that they are doing, or Bahamas, you know. I had to go because I had one of my friends who were traveling. Mind you, no, I didn't have to go. I just went because I wanted to see what it was all about. Because I could have let somebody else drove over to the airport.
Right.
But I just went. I wanted to see because I haven't been there in so long. And I was supposed to be on the same flight. They had a big time regatta going on, you know, in Haiti. And I wanted to go myself. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to make that flight. So when I went to the airport and I saw it and they categorized everybody. Who had Bahamian passport was on one line. Who had work permit was on one line. And who had permanent residency was on the other line.
Yeah.
So you yourself, instead of you spreading false news, go there. In the morning, they travel. I could tell you the days that they travel Saturday and Tuesday. Yeah, they travel Saturday and Tuesday. On a Saturday morning, to those who get the weekends off and who wants, you know, to have the right information.
Yeah,
go there and see.
And think about it.
People travel to Haiti. A lot of people travel to Haiti.
There's a lot. I've been
Cape
there myself.
Haiti. Yeah. Nothing is Cape going Haitian. On with Cape Haiti. Cape Haiti is safe.
It's
safe. It is safe, 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 safe. Port-au-Prince is where the chaos and all this foolishness
is.
Booby just came back from Haiti last month. Not even last month.
Three weeks ago.
One of them.
Yeah. He was spelling something and say he was on the line when he came
and
checked up.
Yeah, and then it was the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing.
And he had the same thing what I'm talking about was what he experienced himself.
Because
he only went there for a few days and I wanted to do the same thing and I'm going to do it. But because I was on the line with her, because, you know, one thing with Haitians now, when you see they travel in Smith, they tell them the flight for 8 o'clock, they want to be to the airport for 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Why, dog? Why?
Listen.
Do you have to be to the airport for 4 o'clock?
You say 5 o'clock.
I say, let's go voyage. Voilà pour 8. I say, get on the airport like the 4 du matin. Pour que ça?
4 o'clock.
Papa m'a dit, levez-vous pour mettre le airport. Me dit, daddy.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Voilà pour 8.
Yeah, you could do 6 o'clock.
Yes,
exactly.
No. Got people who got chicken pavle ta. Dadu pap ta.
Haitian never miss flight, you know. Always going to.
You never hear any Haitian miss a flight.
No.
I don't understand that. And
sorry,
I'm like, daddy,
because, yeah, exactly.
I don't have to go to the airport so early. And you take them back from Pedzi, voila, and people did not know. Your flight is 8 o'clock.
I lost a couple of flights. You know why? I've been there too long.
I think so. You fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. I've been there too long. I missed a flight a couple of times, but I know
the
reason why.
Her flight was for 8 o'clock. And listen to me, this girl that had the audacity to say, take me to the airport for 5 o'clock. I'm like, girl, what the hell am I taking you to the airport for 5 o'clock for?
Yeah.
And I refused to take her to the airport for 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And eventually she got me to take her to the airport for 5:30 a.m. On a flight. I left home because she wanted me to leave home 4:30.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I tell her I'm not leaving home no damn.
I've been through that.
I left home, you know, around 5 o'clock. And we got to the airport like 5:30.
They start checking 5:30.
And when we got there, that is why I saw everything firsthand.
And the line was by the door.
Yes.
I shocked to see so much people in domestic airport.
Yes.
That line by
and
the
even
door.
Even though I was there for 5:30 when they start checking in, that is why I can tell you facts. Because I went there and I saw everything, how they line up the people there. Mm-hmm. I was right on the line, bro.
Yeah.
Because I had to stay on the line because, you know, when you're paying, perhaps you need your
card. Yeah, you need the card.
So she had a problem with her card. So I said, you know what, since you have that, let me just take my card and pay for your bike, you know, your bike and stuff like that. So I had to stay on the line with her. And I'm like, I should have videotaped the whole thing. I didn't do that so people could have had a better understanding of what take place at Bahamas. The Bahamas is not doing anything illegal. They are not doing anything that's not right. They are following protocol, so is the government. Nobody comes into the country the wrong way. You have to, and if any Bahamian who's listening to this show wants to apply for somebody who in Haiti, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You have to go to protocols and the right way to apply for the persons to come here. They can't just come here like that.
No.
And sometimes it takes, two, almost 3 weeks to approve.
Yeah, 3 weeks to
you apply their passport, everything right. And then they have to go back to the country. Mm-hmm. That's another thing because it's under your name. So you have to make sure they go back.
I think they only give them 30 days.
Yeah, 30 days to go back. And then I had my family member, they went back. They had a good time with me. They helped me out and I appreciate that. And they went back. And so, you know, everybody, you know, you want to visit a different country and get a different atmosphere, everyone. And after you're done with that, you want to go back. And then my cousin, she wanted to go back because she in school. She wanted to go back. She's in school and she's going to further education in Canada. So, you know, she's in school. So she just wanted to see what the Bahamas was all about.
Yes,
And that's what I tell you, Smith. Insecurity is the problem in Haiti. That is why a lot of people
want to be here.
If their country is in a better position, nobody. That their country is in a better position, that they want to go to somebody else's country. Why? And I have my freedom in my country.
Okay.
That make any sense?
So.
But I really wanted to get this visa thing, you know.
Yeah.
We
soon out
no,
the time.
No, it's not. We're running out of time.
Yeah, we soon out the time. We but like, we have 5 minutes. Producer, we have 5 minutes? Yeah, 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes. Yeah. Five fingers. So
I wanted to give my input on it because, like I said, I went to the airport and I saw it. For those, again, who wants more information,
they could go to Bahamas.
It has all the records.
Yeah, they have the records.
And you will see exactly how much persons come here with the visa, when they left, and everything. Stop the gossip. Did you catch them when they was leaving the country? I catch them when they leave in the country. So of course you gotta come back. You didn't go to stay. You only went on vacation. You went for 2 weeks, 5 days, 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever time. After that, you got to come back.
You know, I was read one, text on the Facebook. One gentleman is alive, but I won't say who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, all him coming to vote.
Yeah, how the hell can they come? That is just so dumb. You know, I'm just going to say that. That's dumb.
All they bring them to vote. Why? I say, why for someone educated can say something like that? And everybody, I say, they like it. They say, wow.
And all sharing it.
Yeah, sharing it.
And you know what I feel like, Smith? Whenever something's so negative, we are so quick to share it.
Yeah, to share it.
You have so much positive things coming into the country.
We're not even reading
or sharing it or trying to find information on it.
Right.
But when it comes to something with Haitians or negative, we want to bring them down and share it and have our negative comment and our nasty comment. I think it's terrible. It's disgusting.
We have a country. How in the world somebody comes from Haiti
with a visa to come vote in this country? That is terrible. There is no way the government would allow anything like that.
No country can allow anything like that. Even person who have residency cannot vote.
So how somebody who just comes with a visa
with
to go
the
back
work
to
permit them? Or the visa to come and vote, and you call yourself as a leader, you're gonna be a leader of a country, you say something like that? Come on, bro.
This political season, so everybody have to put their input now. You know what I mean?
I understand. They say that politics here is all about Haitians. Is all about it.
Yeah.
The politics some, here is all about the Haitian
assassin. Some of the parties.
Yes, yeah, some of the parties. But it can't be like that. You
that's
can't,
all it about.
You can't hate this one person.
Their point cross is just going Haitian.
Thank you. Yeah.
Haitian.
Haitian Haitian work permit.
This guy, the work permit. Listen, I admit, there might be some things going on at immigration, but I'm sure they're getting it under control.
Right.
And they are trying to find out what's going on. To make sure that everything is okay. Nowhere you go, they don't have little things going on. And every country has little corruption. It's always one or two bad apple in any and every organization. The best thing to do is catch it at the right time and get rid of it. That's all. And I am sure that immigration is doing just that. And the government is doing an awesome job.
Oh, yeah.
To my,
the government do awesome
to my knowledge.
Job.
So we're going to continue to support our government, continue to make sure that this country grow, because this is our country. We're not going anywhere.
Yes.
They said we want the best for this country. Our kids. This is where our kids go to school. This is the country, you know, even if they go back, if they go to college, this is the country that they're going to come back and invest in. This is the country that
and
I'm investing
country,
in.
It's the country I'm going to lay down my rest of my life. Because if I drop dead tomorrow, where do you think they're going to bury
me?
Here. Right here.
So even if you're in the grave, you want to be here at peace.
Thank you. At least let me be in the grave with peace of mind. You understand?
The economy is booming.
Yeah.
Our tourism is up.
Tourism. That's why I invite everybody to come to the Bahamas.
Yeah. You know, we are loving one another and we are at peace. We are investing in the country. The jobs are growing. Mm-hmm. You know, minimum wage went up and we give the government
Bahamas is thanks beautiful
to the government
country.
And I'm sure they work.
If the wage
could go a little higher, it would be a little better for us. But you know, everything at its time because they already did it before, so I'm sure they can do it again.
Now, so, Lady T, we have 30 seconds left. We know elections close soon. What about the people? We have to encourage them who have Bahamian passport, who's a citizen of the country.
Yes, only Bahamian passport to register
to register
to the new voters card. I haven't even went and get my new voters card.
Every election you need voters card. Okay?
No,
you
have to, they have
to renew it.
The voters card, they have...
Every five years, you do a voters card.
Yeah.
So for the new voters, they could go now, get their first one. But for you, vote before, you need a new one. So... I think that's it. That's the time.
What is this? Is the producer running us?
Is this ready on? Oh, no.
Oh, it's not him. Okay, so go ahead and, you know, who haven't gotten their voter's card, go and apply for your voter's card and, you know, vote.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're going to make a difference in the country. If you don't vote, you have nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
Don't come to me and tell me nothing. Because you are not, your voice is not being heard. So if you want any change, go and vote.
Yeah, I hear someone say, oh, I ain't going to vote. I say, no. Don't say you ain't going to vote. Because if you don't vote, you can't say nothing.
Remember,
one vote is count.
Well, if you don't vote, you can't say nothing.
You can't say nothing. So you had to vote to say something. But only person can vote is a person who have a Bahamian passport.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Only Bahamian passports.
Only Bahamian passport.
Holders are eligible to
don't mind the people them saying, oh, this and that. Don't mind them all in gossip.
That's foolishness. We all know that.
Okay?
You know, they're spreading gossip. That's gossip. That's it.
Merci. Merci tout le monde qui était branché dans la live là, ensemble avec nous. Nous disons merci en pile. Pour parce qu'on prend le temps d'être là avec nous. Lady T vini. Quand même, pas de café chaud à moi seul. Moi, je remets nous pour le monde qui relève, pour le monde qui participe, pour le monde qui écrit. Merci en pile. Thank you very, very, very much, everyone who turned to the page. We have a lot of English speaking. So now you got to say the English.
Okay, we want to thank you so much. Thank you so much to all those who have been listening, the callers. We appreciate you. We love you. And we want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, which is Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center and Flowers. Everybody wins at live. .com. So make sure to check them out. Thank you so much. Be safe, Bahamas. Have a great evening. Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.